For more than a decade, Dallas residents have been waiting for a park. Not just any park, one along the Trinity River. The nonprofit Trinity Trust is doling out $1 million of private money to plan it. As I report, not everyone's happy about that. So, about this park that everyone's been talking about. Once it's built, which could be in 2018, it'll stretch along the Trinity River corridor between the two Margaret Bridges. It'll have trails, playgrounds, lakes, and a toll road running through it. So here's Dallas Assistant City Manager Mark McDaniel in a meeting yesterday at City Hall. He was briefing the Trinity River Project Committee about the progress the city's made with the park plan.
The idea here is that the park is the client, and that's really kind of the focus of the effort, as opposed to the park being subservient to the parkway.
Translation, the city will be putting more emphasis on the park and less on the toll road, which has been a lightning rod for critics for decades. That's okay with City Council member Sandy Grayson.
Everything isn't about the road anymore, and I think that's actually heading us in the right direction, finally. It's only taken almost 20 years.
Last month, the City Council endorsed a winding parkway, the product of Mayor Mike Rawlings' so-called dream team of urban designers. One of the people pushing that idea is Gail Thomas. She's president of Trinity Trust. It's a nonprofit that raises private funds for the city's Trinity River projects.
After our big flood in the last several months, we know that good planning is necessary. We have to know what will last, what will stay.
Thomas says this is why she's glad the city's working hard on a leak-proof design. Though her group is doling out the big bucks, they're not choosing the consultant.
We are most grateful that this fund is available to be used by the city to choose whomever the city chooses as consultants to design the best park we can have.
Angela Hunt is a longtime toll road opponent from her time on city council and ever since. She's a big fan of the park idea, but still has mixed feelings.
We've had over 15 years of planning on this park, and I think folks are really looking forward to actually seeing a park constructed there and less excited about planning yet again to plan some more.
Hunt says instead of spending funds on consultants, the city should be putting money into the parks directly.
Asking our parks department, for example, to very rapidly figure out how could they use $2 million to fund real amenities in the park and get them put in the next 6 months. That's what I would love to see.
Paul Sims, who is Hunt's husband, is also on the Park and Recreation Board. He's been pretty outspoken about the city's decision to use private funding.
What we've seen is a lot of consultants, a lot of foundations, and a lot of wealthy donors. What we haven't seen very much of is people represented.
Next up, city officials say a round of public discussions this fall. Kat Chow, KERA News.